feel like I'm missing out because everyone is either starting a side hustle or becoming their own boss. And you know what they're hearing a lot? It's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling flaky salt or fine art prints, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can successfully grow your business. Covering all your sales channels, from a shopfront-ready point-of-sale system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform, Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And thanks to award-winning help and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/Wondery, all lowercase. Go to shopify.co.uk/Wondery to take your business to the next level today. shopify.co.uk/Wondery.
'Tis the season for packages appearing on your doorstep like Christmas magic. You know what else is magic? Rakuten. With Rakuten, you save money by getting cash back at over 400 plus brands like M&S, Harvey Nichols, Oliver Bonus, Nike, and Expedia. You can even get up to 15% cash back on top of Christmas sales. That's savings on savings. So make sure you shop with Rakuten to get the best deals on presents for everyone on your list, including yourself. Join for free at rakuten.co.uk or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.co.uk.
Turning an idea into a small business doesn't happen by accident. You need to be all in. At Constant Contact, we have the digital marketing tools you need to get the word out, close the sale, raise the funds, and gather a community around this thing you've built. So let's do this together. Let's send this, share this, and shout this from the rooftops. Let's segment this, automate this, and AI this for real results fast. Let's get out of this what we put into this. Let's build this. Let's grow this. Let's win this. Get started today at constantcontact.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe.
So Shannon's like, oh, well, I have videos too, which I love. I just love, I like, because that's just so modern, right? It's like two, it's like a couple fighting and both whipping out their phone at each other.
Oh, really? You want to say that to me again on the ticker talker? Go ahead.
Oh, really? You want to punch me again?
I did not punch you.
Like and subscribe. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this. Your donations mean a lot. You can get the rest of this on Patreon. John, goddammit, turn off that phone.
Andy, I would like to show you my video that I have. I think, is this just a YouTube clip of outrageous business? Oh, you know what it is. It's a great movie. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. I'll show you a video.
Is this Charo doing aerobics in her backyard and telling people to eat fresh guava?
Damn it.
Okay. Here it is. The video. The incriminating video. I'm pretty sure this is just a trailer for Under the Tuscan Sun with Diane Lane. Oh, you know what? It is.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If Diane Lane had given me $50,000, she wouldn't be asking for shit back. That's a real woman right there.
She's a girl's girl, that Diane Lane.
I still would have needed to borrow the other $25,000, though. Well, my math can be worked on in another day. The point is, Clay Roofs.
I was like, why would we want to see
it's
this?
It's like movie? 20 episodes in. Absolutely nothing makes sense. It's over, okay, everybody? Just go home already. It's over.
So John Jansen's like, if Shannon wants to see what she was actually like that night and what kind of behavior she exhibited, she has characterized me as a monster on the show. If she wants to see what a monster looks like, she can view those videos. He's like, it's a video of Cookie Monster, isn't it? It is. Just.
Well, have you ever seen her eat a cookie? It is traumatizing.
We all laugh at Cookie Monster, but Cookie Monster is indeed a monster.
Wow. God, that was very carefully crafted. Very.
And
if C is for cookie, W is for wow.
Von, carefully crafted response. So he says he'll never release them. Well, he said he never would. And there seems to be a veiled threat there at the same time. And Tamara goes, do you know Shannon? Let me just ask you. I'm just asking this as a kind person who loves Shannon so much. Shannon, do you know from your memory what could possibly be on those videos? And then we see a flashback to Emily and Katie talking about the videos and Katie being like, the ring footage camera of her almost running over his daughter? Dun, dun, dun.
And Shannon's like, well, we were in a fight and he said, you're a drunken idiot. So I got in my car. And Katie's like, holy shit. Oh, relax there, Katie. And I thought, I don't want to leave my car here. I don't want to have to come back to this house of horrors tomorrow. And Jen's like, but why are we talking about the videos? What's the point? I'm confused. What actually are we talking about? Okay, just keep up, Jen. By the way, a year ago, if you want to keep kicking me, keep kicking me. But this was a year ago.
But why did the videos just even need to come up? Why do they keep coming up? And Alexis is like, well, it was never supposed to be. I was never supposed to say it. And I didn't want to. And Shannon's like, but you did. You did multiple times, Alexis. She's like, well, I really thought it was just with my friends. Oh, okay. So Andy's like, so wait, do you regret bringing those up, the videos? And she's like, I regret the timing because it was on camera. And here's the thing, you know, I didn't want to be caught extorting her. And so, you know, I should have extorted her more quietly, Andy. That's, you know, because then people started calling it extortion, which was only because extortion only counts if it's on camera, apparently. So
Alexis, who was being actively filmed for like 3 days straight on a trip for Bravo, did not realize that if she brought up these videos, it would be on camera. Got it. So Shannon's like clutching Gina's hand. like she's like on a roller coaster. She's like, sorry, my hands are a bit sweaty. I apologize, Gina. Don't feel bad. So Alexis is like, you know what, Andy, I had a breaking point at that moment in Big Beer. And like, we have been filming for like 12 hours. And I was just like, God, I am like sick of this. Like, Shannon is not a saint. So I'm going to like tell everyone about the videos.
Shannon's well, like, don't come on the show dating a guy I dated for 4 years. Do not interrupt me. It's my turn. I'm sorry. That's my line. It's my turn. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm not even listening. Go still on. Her. Pass.
I was very upset. Okay, I get every time I filmed it, it was about Gian or Shannon. And here's the thing, Andy, it wasn't easy for me to film with the ex than it is for her. Like, in some ways, I'm the bigger victim here.
Okay, well, do you think that maybe you came in a little too hot at the beginning? Can we do that? Maybe say I'm too hot? And she's like, no, I'm never going to apologize for standing up for my man.
Well, Shannon is saying she wants this to go away and she wants to be done with it. She doesn't want to hear from John Jansen anymore. She's offered John the full amount. She's waiting for a response. Yeah, and I already did hear a response. And it was, no. No. Was the response yes? No. Was the response no? Yes.
Yep.
No, just on the non-disparagement. He was willing to take your money. He just wanted the non-disparagement. You fucking idiot.
So Emily's like, but you can't threaten videos. And then,
because we were still filming. And Shannon's like, do you know how disparaging those video statements are? That is disparagement.
And she's like, those videos have nothing to do with the lawsuit, Shannon. You're the one bringing them in. No, honey, you're the one bringing them in. You're too stupid for this, Alexis. You cannot even keep up with your own bullshit.
Yeah. Shannon's like, those false statements that John Jansen just made about me are disparaging. He said I was a monster. Well, they're not false statements, Shannon. He painted me out to be a liar. Well, you know what, Shannon? Maybe you are a liar, okay? Because that's the truth. Okay, what he's saying is the truth. There's the truth.
Ruth? Is there someone named Ruth? Because that would really be helpful for my rhyme right now.
Does she even have a brain? Okay, here's a question. Why wouldn't he agree to the mutual non-disparagement? Heather's like, well, he should now because now the season's over. Call that one, you know, because he sure did. And well, I don't know if he did, if the disparagement. I just know they settled. Supposedly everything's going to be done. Alexis assures that this is going to be done in 2 seconds. And Emily's like, yeah, but I don't understand because he should have agreed at the time because then she wouldn't even be able to speak about it. And Alexis's like, it doesn't work that way, Emily. That's not how the legalese of the laws work. Okay.
I have a degree. And so I can really tell you everything you need to know about lawyering and stuff. This is not going to be a 3-person gang on. Okay, not a 3-person gang on.
Well, what do you mean it doesn't work that way? She goes, oh my God, Emily, just butt out. Why don't you just butt out? And she's like, she's going to tell you. She can talk. And Shannon's like, that is not your business. And so Jen's like, just pay. God, oh my God, just whatever they say about each other. And Alexis is like, well, it wouldn't air for another. It just goes on and on. They're trying to explain to Alexis that she's a compulsive liar. And that, like, literally everything she's saying is stupid and makes no sense. But she's the worst kind of liar and the worst kind of idiot. She's a stubborn idiot, you know?
Yeah, she is. She reminds me of just so many people. And so Alexis is just like, she's like, you know what? I'm not going to speak for John. Okay, I'm not going to speak for John. And I was like, you speak for him, though. And then you back off and you say you're not speaking for him. She goes, you know what? I'm speaking for him when everybody's lying about him. And now you butt in. So Alexis goes from like, I'm just not going to speak for him, but I will speak for him because you guys are all lying. So Tamara's like, I love how your back surge, Emily. That's hilarious. Did you hear that, America? I quietly, like, dissed Alexis. I mean, a little bit. So Emily is like, I'm not going to look at her. She's gross and not even a lawyer.
Okay. Let me just land this plane, Alexis. Oh, my God. No one even told me we were on a plane. Save the children next to you first if anything happens, ladies.
I just want to say something that Shannon had her phone on the entire time we were on this plane. And that's not safe.
She could have killed us all. Shannon just gave us iPhone terrorism.
Shannon has not put her seat up in the upright position. That's not fair. That's not fair, Andy. If I have to put my seat up, she has to put her seat up.
Why is she the only one that gets to keep her tray table down, Andy? Well, I'm sorry, I'm having a snack. It's a very stressful day for me.
Andy, I have a question. Andy.
My turn.
My question.
Go ahead.
My seatback entertainment's not working. Can someone fix this?
Your front seat entertainment's not working either, moron.
Question. I ordered the salmon. Could I actually get the vegetarian option instead, Andy? It's like, all right, everyone, we're not on a plane. We're not actually on a plane.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. So, Andy, I'm speaking for him when everybody's lying about him. And now Emily has to butt in. Okay, wackadoodle. And Tamara's like, oh, my God, I love how you back just to her, Emily. And she goes, because I'm not fucking looking at her. She's gross. So then finally, they're just like, it's time to go. Shannon's like, time for the friend to exit the room. And she's like, oh, I will very happily, Shannon. I will exit from one TV camera to another TV camera in this fine plane that we're in. Back in first class, the back of the plane, where everybody knows first class is.
So Andy's like, well, you know, at the start of your season, you said that your goal was to be friends with Shannon. And no, I never said friends. No, I said amicable. And we see that there's like a little clip that sort of supports that. And Andy's like, well, that clearly didn't work out. What's your goal now? Well, I just want that this plane lands safely and that I can see my children. And, you know, if Katie and Heather can have an amicable friend relationship and be women in the same group, and Heather's like, yeah, I'm not sure if that has really happened. My turn.
Where have you been? And Alexis is like, well, John and Jen and Tamara have the same problem we do. So I'm just like, fucking, like, if we, let's just all be amicable. And Andy's like, coexist. And Shannon's like, zero relevancy in equating those two situations. But of course, Alexis just wants to stay on the show. So she's just trying to be like, well, I can get along to enough to be on the show. You're done. You are done here, you flipping dumbass. So, Andy's like, let's move on.
good luck with the wedding planning, I guess. I hear you will be selling a bunch of Ferragamo shoes to pay for the cake. Thank you, Andy. Yes, we look forward to it. And we'll look out for that date, and maybe some of the women will get an invitation. We probably will not cover it on Bravo, though, so good luck.
Yeah, he's very much like, okay, good luck to you. Please leave. And then Shannis just waves at her.
Bye, stupid.
So Alexis leaves, and Shannon's like, hi, Andy, hi, I need to step out for a minute. My breast shelf is crooked, and I'm full of a lot of emotion right now. So can I go right now? Shannon, you did so good. I feel bad that I wasn't able to help more.
So Shannon goes back hyperventilating, and Pamela, the makeup lady, is like, you chewed her up real good. I'm proud of you. So then Tamara goes to Alexis's trailer and hugs her, and she's like,
that went well. That went great. You did great. You okay?
She's like, no.
So, and then Pamela's like, by the way, Shannon, did you notice that Tamara stayed out of it? Like, she didn't want to get the heat. I didn't notice that, but I will notice it now. So then everyone returns back to the set, and Tamara's talking to Andy before cameras are, like, before the segment begins. And she's like, you know what, Patch? I tried with her to tell her, like, don't be here to defend him. And Andy's like, well, you know, Tamara, when you're not losing your mind screaming, you can really sit and understand what you're saying, you know?
Yeah, but yeah. It's also, like, just not Tamara. It's just boring, you know? It's like Tamara needs to find the healthy balance. And I think her thing is, like, I'm just not going to go in and be evil, which worked. She did do that. I mean, I was actually kind of proud, you know, like, it's very rare that she does that, you know? She's like, I'm going to behave. But it's also so boring. Like, there needs to be a balance. Like, I think when she's like, I can't, okay, I'm not going to be evil, she has nothing else to be. And I think that's why we see her being evil so much, because she doesn't really have any other buttons to push. It's like, that's it. That's my entertainment, is being an asshole, you know? Her only ways of being funny otherwise are just, like, pissing on the ground or, like, making fart jokes, or, like, showing her boobs to the other lady. You know, it's, like, always something it's always, like, some, like, childish humor. She just can't be normal funny without being horrible. So,
right,
sad. You can work on that, you know? Just ask people their hobbies. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So Emily's coming back from her trailer, and she's like, oh, I really am hoping that's the last time I ever have to see Alexis Bellino again. Is she in that dumpster right there? I bet she is. And then the trash truck's going to come and pick her up, and then I never have to see her again. Because what I'm saying is, she's like trash, but then she's going to be put into the dump, and then she'll be in the dump, but we'll never see her. What I'm trying to say is, it'd be great if she just winds up in a landfill somewhere, my life would be better.
Here comes one right now. Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/ad-free podcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history. Presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Perlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Perlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So then Shanna's still in her trailer getting her hair touched up. And
for them to say I'm obsessed, I am not obsessed with them. Hold on, let me see if he let me back on. Find my friends. I would love to know. I wonder if he's eating ice cream right now. Ah, he didn't let me back on. Cocksucker.
Huh. No, I, you know what? I just, like, I am so not obsessed with John Jansen, but, you know what? Let me see. I just joined Blue Sky. Let me follow John Jansen. There we go. Great. So Tamara's like, he's like, you know, he did himself no favors by doing those videos.
Yeah, that was awful. I'm sorry. And she sits there like this next to him, like, I'm a lawyer. Guess what? There's only one lawyer here. And you know who it is?
You?
It's me.
I practiced for 1 year and a half, which is something. I read that she only practiced for a year and a half, which is hilarious. I don't know why that cracks me up. So, she sucks her face in. So she's like mimicking Alexis, you know, making faces and stuff. So then Shannon comes back to the set, or Emily comes back to the set, and they're like, do you want to stand up and we'll fix you? And she goes, no, I don't care what I look like. I'm whatever. I'm a size 12. Oh, just kidding. I'm a medium and it's loose. The only one that cares is you. The only one that cares is you.
So Shannon is back and she's like, sorry, I just needed to take a breath. And Gina, thank you for helping me get through that. She's like, you know what? You're well supported. So Andy
welcomes
her. Well,
it was very nice. I got to take a breath. I'm sorry, Gina. I took all those breaths into you. I did take a blood test and my lungs are coated in polyester now. So I'm going to have to go to surgery. But surely you'll be there for me. You've been such a good friend today. I mean, other than possibly murdering me. I mean, time will tell, right, Gina? Get better clothes. God, I love you. You're a good girl.
So Emily is like, first of all, I just would like to say, in summary, every trash can needs a lid. Call back to the guy I said the dumpster thing about. And I think John found his. And I want to ask Jen a question. Jen's like, oh, yes, thank you so much. I would love to hear a question. When you refer to Tamara, you'll put things like, I don't subscribe to mean girl behavior. But, like, you do because you're friends with Alexis.
To me, that's the ultimate mean girl. I would take... and then she goes, excuse me, you do the same thing. You're sitting right next to her, pointing to Tamara. And I was like, yes, yes, thank you. I love Jen not taking any of Emily's bullshit. Emily, you're such a faker. My God, you never would have stood up to that woman had she not pissed you off individually and away from Shannon. And you're horrible in how you lick Tamara's asshole the entire year and fuck over everybody that Tamara wants you to. And now you're acting like you stand up against mean girls, please.
Yeah, plus you're the one who brought Alexis onto the show. So
you're the ultimate in mean girls, and you knew who Alexis was to Shannon and all that. So that's terrible. You knew Alexis was dating John and all that good stuff, and now you're claiming not to be a mean girl after bringing her on. Be quiet.
So Shannon's like, I told Jen, if I saw someone treating you the way that I've been treated, I wouldn't be friends with them. But that's your choice, Jen. And Jen's like, can I say the flip side of this? I just met Alexis. Doesn't mean you can't have an opinion. And Tamara's like, there is a different Alexis that you guys all have seen. The kind of Alexis that just tortures Shannon. It's really lovely if you think about it. Jen's like, I just don't like what's happening to Shannon. I love Shannon. Watching this is horrible. But what do I do? Do I just like... Just take this woman and throw her out? And Emma's like, just say shut the fuck up to her, because I would never be friends with her. I would never, ever be friends with a woman like that. Hey, Tamara, by the way, do you want to go get lunch after this? Great.
Yeah, I would never be friends with a woman like that.
But you are. She's sitting right next to you.
I was like, snaps, double snaps. So then Emily's like, well, there's a difference.
No, there's not. No, there's different. There's not, actually. One is a Goodyear blimp face, and the other one is a possum face. So I don't really... Otherwise, no, there's not. And she's like, well, to me, there is a difference. And she goes, okay, well, then it matters just for you.
She's like, well, I'm saying that you say you don't subscribe to mean girl behavior. Oh, but you only apply that to Tamara.
Okay, so now you're going to change it to make it work. But the fact is, you are a mean girl, and you use plenty of mean girl behavior yourself. And you're not going to go stick up for Shannon, but then you still need somebody to pick on and start picking on Jen. Jen hasn't done shit to you. Don't you have someone else? Look to your right and look to your left. Pick on them.
You know, I've sat with Alexis and I said, when are you going to bow out of this? When are you just going to let this be between John and Shannon? And Katie's like, and I called her and I told her, you really need to drop the lawsuit. If you really want this public opinion to be changed, you need to drop the lawsuit. And then my daughter called her and said, we all hate Heather, right? So we've all been in her ear. We've been in her ear a lot.
So Emily's like, I just have a problem with everyone being complicit. You literally brought her on the show. And John's like, well, everyone's talking about me, but I'm just sitting here saying nothing. But hold on, I will say something with my tears.
You know, when I, as much as she could say she hasn't come at me, I saw when you filmed at her house, she goes, I just keep getting all this shit put on me. And we see a flashback to Alexis moaning about not being invited to London. And Katie was like, well, I said this because of the lawsuit. And Shannon's like, well, I haven't put any shit on her.
It's the videos. It's the threatening. She's trying to humiliate this woman on a global scale.
I mean, it's true. I mean, when I see this news about Alexis trying to humiliate Shannon on a global scale, I'm like, wow, Russia fired a missile, fighting in Gaza, and Alexis humiliating Shannon. It's like the world, we cannot look at what's happening in the world these days. This is a global level issue.
So Emily is like, look, you know, we all have bad behavior, but we rein it in, we apologize. And Alexis just, she's never apologized or backed down, you know? So Andy's like, okay, God, let's just move on. So Tamara, where are you sitting this? And Tamara's like,
well, my friendship with Alexis, that was just between me and Alexis. And when I found out Alexis was dating John, I said, gross. Shannon was the first person I reached out to. And I said, oh, Shannon, LOL, R-O-F-L. Hey, Shannon, guess what? You want to do something fun today? Why don't we go on some roller skates together?
I know how hurtful this must be for you, and I'm sorry. I hope you're able to enjoy the holiday season that you'll be spending alone while your ex is fucking Alexis Bellino.
So she's like, yeah, I sent you a text, and I was like, this must be so hurtful for you, Shannon. I'm so sorry.
Hope you enjoy the holiday season, Shannon. I know it's hard for you right now, because Shannon, I can't bet you so much, Shannon. She's like, oh, they've already been dating for 3 weeks, Tamara, and I knew the minute he met her, the minute that they would be dating. And you know, you told me to grow the fuck up amongst a lot of other things. And she's, well, that's because you were saying bad things about me. Remember when I called and they said, hello? I said, you bitch, how dare you say that to me? I'm going to ruin your life.
You know, what's interesting is that as I was sitting here laughing, Tamara was quietly defending Shannon a few times. So quietly, you actually couldn't even hear it or see it. But I'm just going to say that it happened. And Tamara's like, yeah, I was. I was. Yeah. Now, Shannon, did you appreciate that? And Shannon's like, I did. I really did. Well, okay. Well, I also want to say something else that I noticed at this reunion has gone on. You started by saying Tamara and I weren't really that close, but it feels a little different than how you characterized it at the time. And she goes, well, I'm not going to lie. She looked me in the eyes a couple of times during that exchange. Those red, beady eyes. And I could tell. When the way she squinted, it was a squint that seemed to say, you didn't defame Jim. And I thought, that's a squint of love. That's a beady little squint of love.
Just because I'm set with you doesn't mean I'm not going to lie.
And Shannon's like,
but you're just like, you even showed some. She feels bad.
Gina.
I do. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gina. I feel so bad. Well, you just like when you saw the video about John, like the stuff he said in those videos. Really difficult. So, so difficult. I'm walking off right now. So difficult. Okay, I'm back. And I was squeezing Gina's hand so hard and saying, please, please get better fabrics. And she was doing what? She was acknowledging it. She gave me looks like, you gave me looks, Tamara. I saw your looks. I saw them. And then you ate an old In-N-Out wrapper. It had been thrown into the trash a few days ago. And then when I said, can I have some of that? You said, bah! And I backed off. And I said, oh, God, get a water hose. Oh, God, I knew then. We still love each other.
We do. You know what? Even though her face is completely frozen, and it's amazing she's been able to get any words out of those lips, I can still tell through that frozen, unmoving face that she loves me. And you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore. I've squeezed Gina's hand long enough, and it's just really not good enough. I want to squeeze Tamara. I'm going to give you a hug right now, Tamara. It's just easy to do.
Oh, that's good. Two people. It's just two good people coming together to hug.
Aw, yay, I feel not bad. So Tamara's like, I missed you so much. I really miss you. Sean's like, oh, God, I'm going to need a makeup touch-up again.
Let's try to move on, please. I beg of you. I was so hurt, and I know you was hurt, too, and you were going through a lot, and I'm so hard to you, but it's just because I love you. I miss you. I miss Earth.
Oh, my God. What a load of horseshit. And I love that Jen just turns to Katie and she's like, this is where Tamara tells her she did it all because she loves her. Oh, what horseshit. So good.
Jen just seeing right through it. But like at the same time, you can't admit that you were so amused by this because this is what they do.
It was so funny.
Like you know it's going to happen. And it's like Andy was able to manipulate it so easily. He's like, oh, she said something nice about you. Oh, well, I mean, I could tell. Though, you know what? The way that her that hair tendril fell across her cheek, I knew that she still loved me as a friend. So I'm going to give her a hug. It's all forgiven. The trace amigas are back.
They've just been doing it for so long, too, that he's like, this is the format, guys. You know, and he was telling he's been telling them all season on every show, like, this is the part where we make up. And if you can't make up, you're fired. Like, I'm sorry. You know, we just saw it happen on Potomac. It's like, you better make up. And so they're like,
oh, okay. Well, I guess it's hour three. And I love you, Tamara. I love you so much.
And then we see a flashback. They do put a flashback to Tamara and Vicky and Shannon all joining in a hug and forgiving each other. And I just wish they had done it for every year because I think it's happened every single year.
So many times. And they could have just thrown in Danielle Staub and Jacqueline Lurito
just for shits and giggles.
So Shannon's like, you know, I didn't want to hug her. My therapist said it's not a healthy relationship for you. But you know what I say? Fuck therapy, am I right?
So I didn't want to hug her that day. I didn't want to hug Vicky that day. But I saw in her eyes that she was feeling the hug was the right thing to do. And I, you know what? I love her to death this day. I just love her. So I'm going to hug Tamara on spec that someday I can grow to love this little adorable possum.
I'm so sorry. You know what we should do now for fun? Let's go ruin Vicky's life. It's her turn.
Yep, it's Vicky's turn.
Well, I'm sorry for anything that I did too. And I'm not proud of myself for what all those things that I can't remember. But at least I don't owe you money, so that's good.
And when it's like, when she went through the ceiling season, oh, the ceiling too, that was rough. Dealing with Alexis, the lawsuit, and John, and watch them to be happy together. It was just so hard. I would have bowed out. I never knew Shannon Bedore was that strong. She's fucking strong. Next time I'm going to have to bully her harder is basically my point. It's going to be really rough next season, Andy, because I know you're just going to keep hiring me and hiring me and hiring me for no discernible reason.
Well, you know, it was beautiful to see the two of you hug, and I know you still have a lot of work, though, but I just want to acknowledge that what I keep seeing between the two of you tonight, it's real. It feels real. It feels like there's a bed of love there. I can't believe they're buying this shit.
It's such a bed. It's a bed. It's made out of love. I sat on that bed, then I shit on the bed a little bit, but I didn't mean to. It's a funny time if that people without the bed. But then, you know, Shannon's a good person, Andy.
You're like, okay, well, let's take a break because this is hilarious and I need a break.
Well, I'm like, I can't believe off.
I can't believe I was able to make that happen so quickly. Anyway, it's over. Any last thoughts, Shannon? How do you feel?
Well, selfishly, I'm glad it's over. I'm a little concerned about my leg circulation with these spanks, but Gina, again, sorry about your knuckle. When I heard that crack, I thought it was just your knuckles cracking. I didn't realize that actually fractured your pinky, but that's okay. And I can't explain to you. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. Okay. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. It was so freaking difficult for me to get through the season. And do I deserve an award? Perhaps, but don't feel sorry for me. I'm just glad it's over and I can get a little bit of time to spend with my girls who have moved away from me. Well, don't feel bad for me though. Don't cry for me, Argentina.
I'm sure that the girls not answering my calls and taking me off their Find My Friends and their iCloud accounts means that they're very excited to see me too. So once I can find them, I am hoping to spend. Tamara, you take it. Tamara's like, I'm just so happy to be such a new person now. It's so amazing to be a good person. I'd like to thank therapy. that I'm going to go to someday. And all the people who've nominated me. And thank you, Shannon. Thank you, everybody. It's so good being a good fucking person. I'm sorry, Sid Thug. I just pooped a little bit. I'm going to go pee behind your chair, Andy. It's going to be hilarious.
Everyone's pretty much like, you know, it's easy. It's a nice, easy end. Heather's like, I'm so glad we could resolve things. Drake came over. Pass. And it's pretty easy. No one has a problem with anybody right now. And it's great, you know. So then, dun, dun, dun. Oh, well, first they get a present.
They get randomly, they get gift bags from the NFL, which is so, I mean, it's clearly a promotion for the fact that there's NFL on Peacock now, but this clunky thing of like, the NFL was so impressed with the way you guys play flag football, they gave you all jerseys. It's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure like the executives at the NFL were like, hold on, everyone. Did you see that Shannon Bedore was playing flag football? Let's get them some gifts. Let's get them some gifts.
Yeah. Like, bro, send those ladies some gifts. Although men are really fascinated by this show. It's hilarious that two of the work guys were in here today helping me with something. And they said, oh, it must be nice to wake up first thing in the morning and get to watch TV. And I was like, well, this is my work. I said, I talk about these crazy ladies. And I pressed play. The way that these men stopped, I mean, these totally like macho men, they stopped and just started staring at the TV. They were like, wow. I had to turn it off. I was like, you're never going to turn away from this.
I mean, Roger Goodell, maybe he's like a big Gina fan. So so then they get,
well,
yeah, they
you'll,
get these.
So you'll tell me if you're watching the NFL, just be like, well, and then he fell. And let me tell you, I feel bad. Really, really bad.
It's just Tony Romo up there being like, I gotta say, I feel bad about that missed field goal.
So they all get little shirts and it's cute and stuff. And then they have some drinks and a toast. And Heather's like, I was going to say my turn.
And she literally does it my turn.
It's an historic season. The 100 seasons of Housewives, starting with the original. And you know, how about just love and blessings to each of us? And fuck Reba McEntire, am I right? Happiest Place sucks. Don't watch it. They haven't returned my call. Okay.
Also, I want to give a shout out to Wendy Malick, who I know is watching me on her television, because what else is she doing with her life right now? Am I right? It's actually funny
and
because...
And Jillian, wherever you are, I just want you to look at yourself in the mirror, tell yourself, wow, this isn't a TV. Turn around and realize that it's me on the TV, which if you get close enough to it, you can probably see your own reflection, which is sad. So fuck you.
And Jillian, formerly of It's a Living, now in a new show called It's a Walk into the Kitchen to Get a Snack and It's a Going Back to the Living Room. You know what's funny is that Andy really, he's like, okay, who wants to lead us in a toast? And I think Emily is about to say something, and Heather's like, my turn. She doesn't say my turn, but she just is like, excuse me, I'm a working actress, so I will lead this very important toast. Thank you very much. Drake's neighbor.
Oh, so that's it. And I'm like, oh my God, this was fun. So then 36 hours later, and we hear a voiceover of Emily. 7 months, she's known that information. She drops it after we film the reunion and they turn all the cameras off.
She's like, oh, there's going to be a bombshell. And Emily's like, I didn't even want to go to dinner after the reunion after she told me that. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm happy that it's coming now.
So now we're at Emily's house. The doorbell rings. Heather comes in. And, oh, hello, television's Heather Dubrow is here. I drove all the way back down to Orange County from Los Angeles, the more glamorous and exciting place to live, just to shoot this scene that will advance the plot in 0% ways.
So it's the core cast who gathers. They leave out Kennedy. Kennedy? We need Kennedy on here. They leave out Jen and Katie.
Yeah. And so they all gather, and Heather... Shannon walks in leather pants. Heather's like, look at you in poor person's leather pants. She goes, well, do you know what kind of leather pants they are? Wait, Susan Bender? I mean, those are the most beautiful slacks I have ever seen.
Well, you have to tell Shannon what you know anyway, or did you tell her already? Oh, well, it was partial. It was partial. Okay, the night of the finale, we go to dinner, me, Terry, Tamara, and Eddie. And you don't come to dinner because you're slammered, Emily.
And then we get a clip of Emily, like, falling off stoops and trees and bars and tables. And Alexis and John. And so they all go to dinner. And I don't remember why it came up. I mean, you weren't the topic of conversation. It wasn't a mean girl moment. It was just a poor Shannon, literally poor Shannon. What a mistake. Should we throw her in a mental hospital? You know, that kind of thing.
And, you know, something comes up about the night of the accident, just something. And John goes, oh, I heard the crash. And Tim and I both were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, so when you mentioned that, you know, when you mentioned that to me, I went numb. It was always, I never knew the answer. I couldn't feel. I remember I dropped that 100 grand bar right in the middle of that 7-Eleven. Couldn't feel a thing.
John tried to take 70 grand out of that. And I said, not unless you agree to not talk shit about me.
So then now Tamara entered. There's just people keep coming in. So now they're really teasing out, you know, this thing that John has said at dinner. And
it's
so,
not that big of a deal. So they sit down. We're making it this huge deal. But they basically all sit down. And the big news is Tamara tells her,
he said when you took off, he heard the crash. And then he went to go run for you. But his daughter stopped him and said, no, Dad, this isn't good. You guys are fighting. I'm going to go look. And when she went around the corner, she said, you were pulling off.
Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So Heather's like, and he said it was not a good night and that things were said and done to each other.
Yeah. He said that there's an altercation between you and two. He said, hold on, let me whisper so that the cameras don't hear this whatsoever. He said, you hit him. Oh, well, yeah. Well, I heard that. Oh, I punched him, but I don't remember everything. I don't even know what I did last night. Maybe I had salmon without even stuffing cream cheese in it. It was a wild night. I regret everything.
So now she has abused this guy or something. So then she's sobbing because she can't remember. And they're like, whatever, Shannon, bottom line is you were having a very difficult time. And when you got alcohol, things mix up in your head and you make bad decisions. You got to change your relationship with alcohol. And you did it, Shannon. You did it. Look at you.
I did say good morning to my alcohol today. I did. And I hugged it. And, you know, basically I hugged it with my throat as it went down. And it was just, it was a touching moment, Gina. So thank you. Thank you, honey.
You know, this whole situation was a bad situation from the get-go. But at the end of the day,
nothing for nothing. And that's all you can say for the life of the colors of the wind.
Shannon, have you ever seen the wolf cry at the blue corn moon? No, but I do enjoy a blue corn tortilla chip. Okay.
Wait a minute. Can I ask, so as a lawyer, wait a minute, I'm a lawyer. If he was talking at dinner after the finale 4 months ago, didn't you feel like in the moment, even if you weren't getting along, that she should have known this is, it's a missing puzzle piece? And Heather's like,
it was a lot to process. Forgive me. I was trying to think of my lines. Welcome to Happy's Place. My family sure loves to drink. God, we're just so happy working together. I'm so happy they even call me Happy. God, I love being on The Voice. I'm turning around now. Whoa, you're uglier than your voice even sounded. Get out of here, ugly person.
If you ever sing like that again to my family, it will cost you a lot. It will cost you your anonymity because I'm going to make you a star. You're on my team.
So then Gina's like,
do you understand though? Like a lot of this is because of like John as well. Like she was so worried for you because she was like the closest to you. And she was like watching this shit all happen. That's Tamara.
I was that Gina defending Tamara right there. Heather's like, you know what breaks my heart?
Wendy Malick, I hear she's eating tuna right fresh from the can. But anyway, enough about her career. You're such an amazing, strong, smart, beautiful woman, Shannon. A great mom.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I feel incredibly bonded to all of you.
Well,
right
I have
now.
To stop because Heather is just the biggest fucking faker. So Heather's like crying. She's pretending to cry. Like, look at me. TV's Heather Dubrow. actual tears. Look at the wetness. There's no tear. There's no tear, ma'am. And then she's saying how much she approves of Shannon, thinks she's so great. But meanwhile, Shannon had just said, they said, why didn't you tell Shannon this information? And Tamara said, I didn't think of it at the actual reunion, but me and Heather had so many conversations about it because Heather was like, what are we going to do with this information? So yeah. You guys were calculated about not giving her that information. And now you're going to try and cry and pretend you all love each other. Get the fuck out of here. But it is nice that they're ending this. I kind of like when they end, like where they're like, oh, we all get along now. Let's ruin each other next year. But let's have a nice little break, you know?
I did not find that this information was terribly impactful or even really interesting, or it didn't really, there wasn't really information. It was just that John had heard the crash. So it's like, okay, I guess that makes him more of a dick because he didn't like check in on her really. But either way, Tamara's basically like, you know, I just want you to know that being friends with Alexis was never to get back at you. It was just to, just to watch you get agitated. It's really fun for me. And Gina's like, yeah, I was sitting across from her and I told her during the break, I could see you were feeling so horrible. So Shannon's like, well, you know, clearly we have a lot to discuss, Tamara, but I'm happy that you and I are here right now. And that's on the agenda moving forward, to have something like this bring us all together. I'm grateful for us. So my lowest moment in my life was the night of my DUI. Well, I guess my lowest moment was when David locked me in the closet. And then my lowest moment after that was probably when my children all left to go across the country. I have a lot of low moments, it turns out. A lot of low moments.
I'll tell you right now what I feel. I feel so much love around me. It's just so much. I mean, I'm kind of itching, actually. It's so much love. It's Gina. Gina, don't sit by me in that material. Sorry, I feel bad.
So we need a group hug. We need a group hug.
Group hug. Flesh and bone. Heather Dubrow, IMDb actress.
Huggy. And if you threw a party and invited every actress you knew, you would see the biggest gift that looks like it was wrapped in the presence of Drake's home was from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being a fan.
I bought you those shoes. That's what the card would say. These shoes are from me and I bought them. Where's my money? Okay, I'll drop it.
And Gina's, they all hug and stuff. And Heather says, we love you. God, I've never said that. I've never even said that to my own children, but feels kind of, why lie? It felt terrible. I'm never saying that again. And Gina goes, yeah, we do love you, but God, you've got to get better taste in men. Hold on, I got to call Travis. Sleeping in my backyard right now.
And that was the end of a fantastic season of Orange County. So, so great. And now all of our energy is going to be poured into the triple joys of Beverly Hills, Salt Lake City, and Potomac. And then
our energy will be Gina.
Pity for New York. Shows.
Yeah, pity for New York. Yeah. You know, listen, it's the new year.
New York is Gina.
When the new year is approaching, it's time to start thinking about shit that needs to change. So, you know, it's good to have that stuff kind of too. But in the meantime, everybody, thanks so much for being with us this season. Guys, thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you
for being on Patreon on these videos. We're about to go do a very special Thanksgiving-ish one right now. So we'll be over there doing that if you want to hear that later. And we'll be back later in the week or next week for Thanksgiving. I mean, who even knows what's going to happen? Look, that handsome son of a gun behind me. Look at that little bubble butt he's got.
Back there. Let's group hug him. Thanks everyone for being here, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt. Dana C. Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey. You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Bringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Always Killing It, it's Lola Alkalani.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Have a heck of a time with Rebecca.
The highest tally is Sarah McNally.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a whiz. It's Liz Sarthy.
The incredible edible Matthew Sisters.
She eases our woes. It's Melissa St. Rose.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.